Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Howdy, 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 hi. Hody, 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 ho. How are you? Good morning and welcome Tuesday on the morning show with Preston Scott. Day number 4570. Can you believe it? Edging ever closer to show 4,600. It has taken me just under 20 years to get there. We are in our 20th year of broadcasting. We will celebrate the 20th anniversary on March 18th. And I promise you this, that's going to be an extravaganza. No commercials, just me for 3 hours. No, I'm just kidding. But there will be cake.
I was wondering how you were going to thread that needle.
I don't know. I have no idea. I've never...
Sounds like fun, but... Woo, boy.
It would be like me to say something like, really? 20 years? No way. I wonder how many shows I've done. Maybe it's... 4,727. Huh? How about that? Who's counting?
Not us.
Not us. Anyway, welcome. That's Grant over there in Studio 1A. I'm here in Studio 1B. Great to be with you. We pay homage to God, Jesus, and trust the Holy Spirit to nudge your conscience and, as needed, provoke you to become a participant in what we do. It's the Mad Radio Network. And it is the ultimate double entendre and a little poke at how everybody says that conservative talk radio is a bunch of angry white guys. I'm not angry. I'm just right. I get angry at some things, just like you do. But the Mad Radio Network, where we ask you to thoughtfully make a difference in your world in a positive way. And one of the things we like to do is start with a verse of scripture. Maybe two or three or four. Romans 12, 2. Do not conform. Listen. And remember, this is as much a devotional starter for you with your kids. And this is a great verse to talk over with your kids. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. There is a way that seems right to you and me. We think through it. We reason it with our own. We set God aside. And we're confronted by situations and circumstances, and we weigh and measure and come to our own conclusion apart from what God has to say. There's a way that seems right to us. But if that's not run through the filter of your choice to be a Christian, hoping you've made that choice, then your logic will be flawed. And it says in the end, it leads to destruction. What kind of destruction? Well, all kinds. All kinds of things can be destroyed. Trust can be destroyed. Confidence can be destroyed. A job opportunity can be destroyed. An idea can be destroyed. Be transformed by renewing your mind. Well, how do you do that? You do that through studying God's word and through prayer. Prayer is a conversation. It's not a bunch of petitions where you're just saying, oh God, please give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. It's a conversation that you have. And in any conversation, sometimes you have to just zzz and listen and wait for that still small voice to just tap you on the shoulder and whisper into your ear, into your heart, into your spirit. And that happens through knowing God's word. So again, the challenge, when was the last time you've been in it? Oh, snap. 10 minutes after the hour, come back with this date in history. We will ease into the program this morning. I have a great show for you today. It's The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Well, as more and more people are losing jobs, there's more and more protests forming. Head coach, Washington State University, fired. Didn't follow the mandate. Man. This is crazy. Oh, we'll talk more about that later. Let's get to October the 19th. Know anything big that happened on this date, sir?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay. At 2 p.m. on October the 19th, in 1781, British soldiers filed out of their trenches at Yorktown, laid down their arms, and surrendered their flags. At that moment, the American Revolution effectively ended. British General Charles Cornwallis had taken his troops to Yorktown on the Chesapeake Bay because Southern patriots had worn down his army. He hoped to meet up with the British Navy, which might either resupply its exhausted force or carry it away. But American and French troops laid siege to Cornwallis's lines, pounding them with cannon fire, and a French fleet cut off escape by sea. The British found themselves trapped. Thomas Nelson, governor of Virginia and signer of the Declaration of Independence, was with the American army at Yorktown. According to tradition, he directed the artillerymen to fire at a stately brick home. "It is my home," he explained, "the best one in town, and there you will almost certain to find Cornwallis and the British headquarters." According to legend, the first cannonball sailed through a window and landed on a table where several British officers just sat down to dine. On October 19th, as the Redcoats marched forward to surrender, they could not help but notice how poorly dressed and equipped George Washington troops were. Few had uniforms, many wore rags and were barefooted. "Out of this rabble has risen a people who defy kings," one of King George's soldiers observed. Bands played as the British troops filed between the French and American soldiers. The Americans played Yankee Doodle. The British played a tune called "The World Turned Upside Down." After Yorktown, the British realized there was no point in fighting the upstart colonists any longer. Americans had won their freedom.
That's the most American, the story of Yankee Doodle.
Oh, that's awesome, isn't
it? Originally a British song to taunt the Americans,
yeah.
And then the Americans were like, "All right, fine." And then at Yorktown,
yes,
"Yankee Doodle, boy, let's go."
Yeah. Exactly. It's like when Florida State loses on the road and the opposing team does the war chant.
Yeah.
It's like the ultimate taunt.
Yeah.
Ah, what great stuff, though. But the British weren't satisfied. They came back and tried again.
And they burned our capital.
Yeah, I've seen the bullets down in the bottom of the U.S. Capitol, still wedged into, you can see it. You can still see bullets in the columns of the original Capitol. Down below the Capitol as it sits now. So there you have it. In 1774, 7 years earlier, colonists in Annapolis staged the Annapolis Tea Party by burning the tea ship Peggy Stewart. 1829, Baltimore's monument to George Washington is completed, 178 foot high. monument. 1873, in New York City, representatives of Princeton, Yale, and Rutgers draw up the first ever set of intercollegiate football rules.
Praise the Lord.
Was Woody Hayes there? In 1987, on a day remembered as Black Monday on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 508 points or 22.6%. A drop of 508 points now would mean nothing. Back with more of The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
UFLA on your phone with the iHeartRadio app and on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos.
This is crazy!
An iHeart's radio station.
Well, okie dokie there. Welcome to the radio program. I'm Leif Lendergaard. Over there is my trusty sidekick, Sven, and it's great to be with you this morning, broadcasting live from the studios in downtown Hibbing. Or not. Sorry. Public service announcement time. Many of you are hearing the Panama City stream of the radio program. I just got a note here from someone listening in Ocala. And he said, quote, trapped there. Trapped in Ocala. There are worse places to be trapped in. Ocala's not bad. Lots of great horses in Ocala. Ocala's like a horse hub for Florida. But it's not exactly like Lexington or some other areas in Kentucky for when it comes to horses. But it's not bad. Anyway, I digress. And so I've been getting this email every day for a couple of weeks now. Dear sir, first of all, who are you calling sir? Pal. I'm not a sir. I'm a man. I'm Preston. That's my name. No, every time someone says Mr. Scott or sir, I look for my dad. I still do. It's just, it's so weird to have guys in their 30s and 40s say, no, sir, after you. It's like, what, am I old or something?
I'm not decrepit.
Stop it. No, you go. Go. I'm your elder. Go. Anyway, could you please explain what's going on with W100.7 on iHeartRadio? I'm trapped in Ocala this week listening to you on Panama City's radio dial on 100.7. It's not a bad deal, but it's annoying to get PC weather and traffic as well as local news. Best regards, Rick. Rick, I hear you, brother. I sent him a reply, and it's real simple. We are enduring a crash of our hardware. And our engineer's a genius. And so as opposed to leaving the stream dead, he was able to wire it in such a way that at least our show, which airs in Panama City as well, as our show will goes over there, and so they've taken the stream from there and they've wired it in so that it's able to be heard. My program, Glenn Beck and Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, all three of those programs are at least heard on the stream. Now, the hardware was in Memphis on Saturday, and it was supposed to be FedExed into us. Memphis is the hub for FedEx. It was supposed to be FedExed into us Monday, yesterday. Didn't happen. It's still sitting in Memphis. So we're just, it's literally any day now. Any day, the world will be made right. Okay? So thank you, Charlie, for making sure that our show is at least heard. And to all of you inconvenienced by the weather traffic thing on iHeart, we apologize. We recognize the challenge. We're doing the best we can. And we're grateful that we can have the show air. We're also grateful that you care. And so thank you very much. Never hesitate to write if you have a care or concern. Okay? For example, how long do you keep chocolate chip cookies in the oven? If you're not sure, write me. Just write me. Give me, you know, the basics on the type of oven. The type of baking sheet is probably the most important thing. If you're using an air baking sheet, you just leave it in longer. Okay? It doesn't matter what you're baking. Longer is better with an, but the air baking sheets are brilliant because it's almost impossible to burn something. It's almost impossible. You have to be negligent in the kitchen beyond all measure to burn something on one of those cookie sheets. They're expensive, but they are so well worth it. Hey, if you have not heard, Fox is coming out with a new streaming service, Fox Weather. Fox Weather is coming October 25th, next week. It'll be interesting. It's a 24/7 thing. See, what they've done is they've been smart. They have affiliates all over the country, Fox affiliates. So they're hooking up with, they've hired the best of the best in their world, okay, in the Fox world. And then they're going to network with all of the regional and local Fox affiliates when weather happens. So they'll have people all over. It'll be interesting to see if they ever roll this out to be a direct competitor to the Weather Channel. Of course, if I have any say in the matter, we're never losing Terry Smith.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
News first. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
No matter where you are across the fruited plain, whether you are in the Sunshine State or not, thanks for joining us. The Morning Show with Preston Scott, your sensei of sensibility. Here I am. I'm Preston. That's Grant. Big stories in the press box. Jen Psaki, press briefing yesterday, was asked by Fox News' Peter Doocy to address a video. Let me underscore that. Video of President Biden and the first resident, first lady, resident Jill Biden, walking through a very high-end Georgetown restaurant without masks on Saturday, which is a violation of the Washington, D.C. mask mandate. Doocy asked, there is a mask requirement inside D.C. restaurants, yet President Biden and the First Lady, he didn't know to call him Resident Biden, anyway, were not wearing masks while walking around in a D.C. restaurant on Saturday. Why? Listen to the response. Well, I think that we are referring to is a photo of them walking out of a restaurant after they had eaten, masks in hand, where they had not yet pulled them back on. So I would say, of course, there are moments when we don't all put our masks on as quickly as we should, but I don't think we should lose the forest through the trees here, and that our objective here is to get more people vaccinated, make sure that schools and companies around the country can put in place requirements to save more lives and keep people safer, and not overly focus on moments in time that don't reflect overarching policy. Doocy pushed back and said, Jen, they were filmed. It wasn't a photo in time. So I'm just curious, why is the president doing this? I think I just addressed it, Peter. Muriel Bowser in Washington, D.C., she's going around not wearing masks indoors. She's the one with the edict.
Lori Lightfoot in Chicago, just saw that one.
Just getting to Lori Lightfoot, Beetlejuice. It was amazing to see her celebrate with the crowds. No mask, indoors, no mask. And here's the point I wanted to make. This is the difference in why you need to understand this push that the liberals are doing inside the Democratic Party to socialism. In socialism, it's setting rules for you that they ignore, and they live how they want because they are the ruling class. That's socialism. So don't ever buy into the nonsense that socialism is about equality for all. It is not. It is a caste system. Conservatism is everybody having a shot at life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The continuation of do as we say, not as we do. It doesn't matter whether it's global warming or the vaccines and masks. Now, they virtue signal, they gaslight, they do all these things to try to tell you that, you know, they know better. But always remember, the rules are never, ever meant to be applied to them, which is why they don't follow them. This is why Nancy Pelosi, in the midst of all the lockdowns, ordered her hairdresser to show up to give her a perm. And that was just fine. It's why Gavin Newsom parades around town, not concerned about mandates, rules, because they don't apply to him. So when you see these stories about them apparently violating mandates, no, they are violating these mandates. The real issue is the mandate shouldn't exist.
Morning Joe with Preston Scott.
Yeah, baby.
On News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Well, memo, if you are in FSU administration, Florida State University, they are pushing out Stay Healthy FSU on, you know, apps and messaging and so forth. And it says, Stay Healthy FSU, reminder, get your highlighted in bold type, FDA approved Pfizer COVID vaccine this week at this location. That's not the vaccine they're getting, and that's incorrect. And ironically, that could cost them a lawsuit. Again, I'm reminding all of you, Comirnaty is the FDA-approved vaccine, not the one being given, because Pfizer hasn't released Comirnaty. I've been asked by a lot of really smart people, what's the difference? If it's the same vaccine, it is, but it's under a different name. Pfizer put it under a different name because as long as they are allowed to continue to use the one that is the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, they are protected against lawsuits. Once Comirnaty is released to the public, they are no longer protected against lawsuits.
So, back to the, I do have a question though about like that flyer.
Mm-hmm.
Drive around town, there are billboards saying "Get your safe FDA approved."
They're all wrong.
Like how is that?
They don't know.
How is that not like?
They don't know. They don't. I'm not suggesting these people at FSU or anywhere else are behind some deception.
No. Yeah.
They just don't know. They're not informed. And folks,
I don't understand.
Check me on it. Pfizer released a statement last week that Comirnaty has not been released in the United States. I don't think it's been released anywhere in the world, but all we care about is the U.S. because that's the FDA's jurisdiction. Now, I want to touch on Colin Powell for a second. It quickly turned into a fully vaccinated Colin Powell died. And it's important to point that out. Now, they're using it, everybody, all the mainstream media outlets are using it to say, see the importance of boosters. Can I just tell you a real honest opinion here? Colin Powell was had Parkinson's disease and cancer. And there's a greater likelihood that the treatment for the cancer created a compromised immune system and that that was the issue. He didn't die of COVID. He died with it. Is my, you know, if you just look at the facts. Now, I didn't perform the autopsy, and I doubt there will be one that's done. But here's the question. See, this is the question that an informed, objective mainstream media would be asking. Are you ready? Here it is. And I'm not saying asking of a doctor or anybody else right now, but this is the rhetorical question that would be asked. Did the hysteria and the singular obsession with COVID early on cause a delay in the detection of his cancer and condition and delay treatment? Because that is your new story. Your new story is going to be, and it will be suppressed. For how long? I can't tell you. How many people die of conditions that could have been detected during this obsession with COVID? I think that's a very important issue. And it may not have played. Maybe Colin Powell knew of his cancer 5 years ago. I don't know. I think it's a fair question. Did that play a role?
As many healthcare providers deferring elective procedures, what are the consequences of that?
We've been talking about that on this show since the beginning of the obsession, aka pandemic. But just remember, fully vaccinated, they say died of COVID-19. I'm saying he died with, that he likely died of a suppressed immune system due to treatments for cancer, and he died of cancer as well. 46 past the hour.
Morning show with Preston Scott.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate.
I am the Senate.
On News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Hate to be Debbie Downer. We'll pick you up in just a few minutes, though. Yesterday on the program, interviewed Girl Named Tom. It's a band performing on The Voice this year. They made it through the blind auditions, and they made it through the battle round, and they are being coached by Kelly Clarkson. If you've never watched The Voice, it is a very entertaining program if you like singing talent. I've grown to really enjoy the program, enjoy the coaches. I told my wife, I said, I would love to sit across from John Legend. And I'll tell you why. Even though he and, what is it, Chrissy Teigen?
Yeah, that's his wife.
Okay, she's so offensive to me. When he interacts, this guy has some really good qualities about him. And I think he would be a person that I could have a really interesting, thoughtful conversation with, because he is that. And I bet I could get him to think a little differently on some things. I really do. But I enjoy the interaction between all of the different coaches and then, of course, the opportunity for artists any age, literally. I mean, we had Carter Rubin on. He was, what, 14 years old, 12 years old or something, and won the thing. He was amazing. Kid's amazing. And then last year's winner, Cam Anthony, again, just an unbelievably gifted vocalist. And we kind of nailed that one. We picked him early on. In fact, I might have picked Carter Rubin, too. Because of the voting tendencies of people to like acts like that. Anyway, a girl named Tom, three siblings, brothers and a sister. And it's a fascinating backstory. I think you'll enjoy it. That's coming up in a little bit. But in the meantime, sorry to be Debbie Downer. Chinese nuclear-capable hypersonic missile. Let me read the story here. Launched in August, circled the globe before speeding toward its target. Now, it missed by about 20-plus miles. It missed its target. According to three individuals briefed on the intelligence. Two of those individuals said the test showed how far China has progressed in hypersonic weaponry, farther than U.S. officials realized. Now, I'm not going to say that one of their sources is a Chinese national or someone leaking info from, but here's what one individual told the Financial Times, and I'm quoting, "We have no idea how they did this."
Oh, no.
Just saying. I'm not.
Oh, gosh.
This is, look, this is how I try to just bring a little levity to an otherwise horrific story. That's the actual quote. "We have no idea how they did this." And I can't help but put a little, right? I mean, right?
Like you're tipping your hand a little bit here, fellas.
It's not, you're not Tony the Tiger in shadow here. You know, you're trying to figure out who that voice is. It's like, oh my goodness. But yeah, experts are saying this is a problem. Admiral Philip Davidson spoke to the Senate Armed Services Committee saying that China is creating an increasing imbalance in the region. The military balance in the Indo-Pacific is becoming more unfavorable to the United States and our allies. With this imbalance, we're accumulating risk that may embolden China. China has built over 100 intercontinental missile silos.
What are hypersonic? Is that different than supersonic?
Yes. These are
faster?
Yes.
Okay.
They are ridiculous.
Sounds faster.
Now, we're working on the technology. The bottom line is they're further along than we expected, and that's the problem. We don't know. And this is the bigger issue with Joe Biden. President Biden has been compromised by his son's work on his behalf, making millions from China at the expense of the United States. That's a problem. It's a it's like, really? Yeah, really. When we come back, we'll change gears. Girl Named Tom from The Voice, season 21, next.
Guitar.
Sounds country.
It's acoustic.
Whoa!
In a lady who leaves, saying she is lost and choking.
Yeah.
On hello.
Wow.
For those listening, a girl named Tom from The Voice, 21st season of The Voice. I mention all the time, my wife and I love watching this program. And tell us a little bit about the group. And let's start, Caleb, you're the oldest, so I'm going to start with you. When did you guys first begin singing together?
We started singing together, I mean, as babies. We were like playing instruments and dancing around in the living room. And a lot of people like to think that that's when we really started harmonizing and performing together, but that's not the case. We didn't start performing together till 2 years ago when our mom kind of brought the idea out of the blue when we had all finished some level of education. And she said, "Have you ever thought about that, making a band?" And for some reason, none of us had, even though we're all very musically inclined. and had probably been encouraged to think about it by, you know, friends in our community in the past, but we never took it seriously until one of our own parents brought it up.
So you had not, as the three of you, you had not ever even accidentally stumbled into harmonizing with each other while one of you was singing?
Okay, well, that's probably not true. We probably, and, you know, sometimes when you argue just right, you harmonize a little as well. We've been hearing each other talk a lot and talking over each other a lot, so we know how each other's mouths work for harmony.
Becca, tell me this. The first time the three of you took mom's advice, you said, okay, let's try this, and you actually gave it a go in terms of real focus and working together. What was the reaction of each of you?
I think we were very surprised that what we came up with is something that we wanted to listen to. Like, I remember we were arranging The Way You Make Me Feel by Michael Jackson. We were arranging an acoustic arrangement of that, and I found myself wanting to listen to the voice memo that we had made of it, and I was like, this sounds really good. Like, I wish this was recorded, and that was kind of like the first song that we ever arranged together. But I think we were very surprised that it was that easy, or that it came that quickly, and that it was a lot of fun and like a fun process. And then when people heard it and it was well received by them, it was like another layer of like, okay, maybe this can work.
How do your styles merge? I mean, do you, apart from being with each other, do you listen to the same styles of music, or do all three of you have different styles that you enjoy? Joshua, what about you?
Yeah, so I think that's what makes us such an interesting group, is that we're, you know, very individual as well in our music taste, and that comes out in our individual artistry. But then when we come together and sing in harmony, then they all just mesh really pretty nicely. But yeah, I would say that our individual music tastes are pretty different until it comes to the harmonies. We usually really can agree on what sounds good with harmonies. So yeah, it's a fascinating thing. And when we're writing like our three different styles, like it's always just this beautiful dance kind of styles. And Tate.
They are on Team Kelly in the 21st season of The Voice. Girl Named Tom. It's a group of siblings, Caleb, Becca, and Joshua. They'll stay with me for another segment here on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
5 minutes and he'll give you something to talk about. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Tell the story, A Girl Named Tom. What's that all about?
Yeah, so this is Josh. And when I was like 3 years old, I called my little sister, who was a baby at the time. Whose name is Becca. I called her Thomas. and no idea really why.
Nobody knows why.
Why I called her that.
So random.
I'm a man of many nicknames, and she's been through a lot over the years, but that one was kind of iconic, and we had to bring that back for our band name. So.
A lot of times you hear the warning, don't work with family. But I'm curious that in a setting like this, first, does it feel like work? And secondly, are there ever concerns that it is going to be problematic because you're family?
Yes, this is Caleb. And we thought about that actually quite a lot because we've been told, yeah, don't work with family and don't hire friends. And that's what we're doing right now. And, you know, you ask if it feels like work, and sometimes it does. And we've actually hired some counselors and some mentors and some coaches throughout, you know, the last 2 years to help us through some of those relational difficulties. And that's really helped us become better communicators. And so, yeah, you're exactly right. It's not easy to work with family, but the way we are in rhythm right now, we couldn't imagine it any other way. And
yeah,
it brings so much clarity to what we do. And I don't know, it's seeming to work really well now.
Take everybody just for 1 minute behind the scenes for the audition part of this. They're blind auditions on The Voice. Is it kind of like you get a call, you've made that initial cut, but you don't know if you're going to actually get to sing in front of the judges? Is that how it works?
That's exactly right. So we got a call in March about that we're going to be going out to L.A. We went out to L.A. the last week of May, and we spent a month preparing that one song for the blind audition. And at the time, we didn't know we could be cut at any time. We could get sent home with no chance of actually performing that song on the stage, but you're doing interviews, you're doing wardrobe appointments, and getting ready for that one chance you have on the actual stage. So we've been spending so much time on that song, and then you're waiting backstage for what seems like an eternity, and you can hear everybody else's auditions going on. You can hear the crowd going wild. It's very, very nerve-wracking, and we definitely came alongside each other and talked each other off the cliff sometimes, because you can really lose, and I mean, some people just can really lose track of, like, what is even going on right now.
I'm curious, you obviously, like anybody else that's performing for the judges, you just want one chair to turn because that means you're moving on. You had what is called the four chair turn. What was your reaction?
Whew, I couldn't believe my eyes, honestly.
Yeah. You're pretty stunned.
Yeah.
Did you have trouble finishing the song because of all the chairs turning?
I would have if I would have been looking at the coaches, but I we had an anticipated spot that we were directed to look at in the back of the room, and I didn't allow myself to look away from that spot till the song ended. Just, I probably would have faltered.
So when you have a four-chair turn like that, and just one of you can answer this, you have a four-chair turn, what made you then decide to go with Kelly Clarkson?
This is Caleb. Yeah, the four-chair turn was an absolute honor, and it also made the decision way more difficult to choose. And we went with Kelly because she's a really versatile singer, mm-hmm. as we are. We like to think of ourselves as versatile and like dipping our toes into different genres. And also, she was the first to turn. Like, she turned very quickly and really appeared to care about us and she communicated that she was going to fight for us throughout the rounds. And you kind of heard that throughout the rest of the battles, I mean, the rest of the blinds, how she would avoid taking other groups because she already had Joel and Tom. And so that's kind of what we sensed from her that first day.
And she's been in a singing competition like this one, and that seemed valuable, too, to have somebody who really knows what it's kind of like on the inside.
Well, I know you guys have to run, do another interview here, but Caleb, Joshua, Becca, thank you so very much for making time for us this morning, and I wish you nothing but success. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks, Preston.
WFLA at WFLAFM.com, on your phone with the iHeartRadio app, and on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos, and iHeart's radio station.
I want to see the new Top Gun movie. When is it ever coming out? 21 minutes after the hour. Hope you enjoyed that visit. I think that's a cool story. Fun family. Boy, you should hear them sing songs about Jesus. Woo! Man. They're just unbelievably talented. They all play instruments. They're all just crazy.
Wizards on in
multiple
music.
Levels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, and it's really fun that they like being together. I enjoy seeing siblings, family be family. really enjoy each other's company, have fun being together. That's just nice. Anyway, I want to circle back to this hypersonic missile story for just a second. We talked about a half hour ago. Chinese nuclear-capable hypersonic missile, according to reports, U.S. intelligence totally caught off guard. Completely caught off guard. Listen to the response that the White House gives through what did a listener call her? Little Red Lying Hood. Jen Psaki. She was asked about it during the press briefing yesterday. She pointed to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's comments on the matter earlier in the day, quoting, I know General Secretary Austin was asked this question this morning and addressed it. I'm not going to comment on this specific report. I can say and echo what he said, which is, generally speaking, we have made clear our concern about the military capabilities that the PRC continues to pursue, and we've been consistent in our approach with China. We welcome stiff competition, but we do not want that competition to veer into conflict, and that is certainly what we convey privately as well. Well,
I'm sorry, what?
That ought to help. Clear China policy there. Look, I want to just remind you, Tony Bobulinski laid out evidence, detailed email, notes, memoranda, phones, everything showing Hunter Biden's relationship with China. He was getting paid millions to sit on boards of companies, at least one, maybe there's more than one, but at least one company, so that that company could have access to U.S. policy. And that was because his dad was the vice president of the United States, and dad asked Barack Obama to make sure of two things, that he, Vice President Joe Biden at the time, was the point person interacting with China and Ukraine. Both of those countries had Hunter Biden sitting on sketchy boards of directors getting paid ridiculous sums of money and also getting paid money to have access to the big guy. Resident Biden now. We are so remarkably compromised by Joe Biden in the White House. That's what makes this significant. Joe Biden thinks, I got a relationship with these guys. We're good. China thinks, oh, we've got an idiot in the White House. We have the upper hand. Don't doubt me. Do not doubt me on that. That is exactly. Look, the Chinese eventually are going to come head to head with the Muslims that believe, the Islamic extremists that believe in world domination. Not all Muslims believe that. But the ones with the guns do. Eventually, they're going to come head to head. But in the meantime, China's entire system of governance and system of economic development is based on one thing, capturing territory, resources, dominating the world. They have to feed the machine. They have no choice. We are an unfortunate, required business partner for them. Nothing more. Just, you need to understand, Donald Trump was successfully, without any government experience, putting China in its rightful place as a equal playing field competitor with the United States. Okay, here's what you do well. Here's what we do well. We're going to make sure that we do this together fairly. Period, end. That's why the tariffs, that's why an entirely different relationship with China.
Sensei of sensibility. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Good morning, friends. Welcome.
to the Morning Show with Preston Scott, your audio magazine, a journey into whatever is left of journalism. Always pointing out and correcting what is not. Wherever you may be in Florida Sunshine State, we are your morning show. Decades of doing morning drive radio differently, doing it my way. Welcome to the program. I'm Preston. That's Grant. Liberals really angry at John Stewart. I'm loving this. He's not liberal enough. It's just so funny. He got on the media. He's, you know, he had Jake Tapper on his new program, and they got to talking about different things, and illiberals went nuts. Inarticulate. What was it Dan Rather said? Hold on. Dan Rather was brilliant. Dan Rather, dangerous and short-sighted.
That's what Rather said?
Yeah.
About Jon Stewart?
Yeah, Washington Post columnist Paul Waldman fumes. Celebrities shouldn't be considered reliable sources of information.
Didn't they love him like 5 years ago?
Here's the thing. He's told the media you were wrong to fixate on Trump. And he's offered that, yeah, the virus probably did come from a lab.
That seems fairly reasonable.
Reasonable ideas. And they're just, they can't handle dissent in their ranks. You're not allowed to think differently. You can't. Do it. They won't invite you anywhere. I'm telling you, Jon Stewart is gonna realize, he's already realizing, how rotten to the core the liberal mindset is. Bill Maher's learning it. Little bit at a time.
Joe Rogan, same thing.
His libertarian streak is coming out and becoming fertilized by the illiberal left. Joe Rogan, I think, was always kind of libertarian. He was just uninformed. You know, his popularity is just mind-numbing to me. Not that I find him, I can't listen to much because I'm just not into that type of chattiness with all the vulgarity, the inability to put a filter on it. Whatever. I mean, if that's your thing, that's your thing, but it's not my thing. And so I regret that, but he's another one. As he's becoming more informed about things, and he's very honest about not knowing what he doesn't know, his opinions are evolving because of things that he didn't know. That's happened in the course of doing this show. People learn, wait, what? There's another side of all of this? And when I have people that say, you're not balanced, well, no, I am the balance. I'm the counterweight. People like me, like Grant, like others that do what we do in the conservative sphere, are the counterweight the best we can to the thumb being put on the scales of objective journalism that's out there. We point out it's not. And we unabashedly tell you, this is my opinion. We separate the news. We share the news. We got the news. We tell you what a story is. And then I give you my thoughts on it. Or we take your calls and get your thoughts on it. Or you send me email with your thoughts on it. But it's so funny. When you run afoul and you have a different opinion in conservatism, you know what we do? We say, we don't agree. Cool. Move on. Rock on. Next. No big deal. Because real conservatives understand that their values are deeply rooted in their convictions. And their convictions don't move. And over time, it will prove itself. That's why the old adage about how young people, as they age, Grant's the exception, he's older than me, that young people, as they age, become more conservative because they learn through life that much of what mom and dad were saying was right. That's how it works. But now what do you do when mom and dad are liberals? You learn they were wrong.
...faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
It's the Morning Show with Preston Scott on WFLA.
¶¶
All right, big story in the press box today. I got off on a... I wanted to make sure I got a story in that I had slotted for 21 past. The big story in the press box is the... is the socialist ideals being fleshed out. Jen Psaki, and I know it's Jen Psaki, I'm just having fun. Jen Psaki is out there trying to defend President Biden and his wife as they're at a real hotty-totty restaurant in Georgetown without their masks on. They were videotaped, filmed. It wasn't a still shot of them, forgetting and no, they were without their masks on indoors walking through and around in a restaurant. And that's a violation of the not only the city got ordinance, but the restaurant. The restaurant makes it very clear. Mario Bowser, the mayor of D.C., same thing, does it all the time. The mayor of Chicago. These illiberals reveal socialism for what it is. Do as we say, not as we do. Socialism is about the ruling class setting the rules for the rest of us peons, all of us rubes. We do what they say. They do as they please. Just look at their lives. Look at AOC, Green New Deal. Yet what is she doing? Flying around in private jets, limousines, Suburbans, entourages. It just, the list goes on and on. Conservatives are about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Everybody gets a shot. And everybody does in this country. That's why people still come here. What I want to do is I want to focus on one of iHeart's competitors, Cumulus. I told you what Cumulus was doing with the mandate. And people were starting to leave. Dan Bongino is a Cumulus talent. I think he's technically signed to Westwood One. Listen to what he had to say yesterday.
Imagine the countless number of individuals trying to explain. Have these companies ever thought of that? The countless numbers of moms and dads who are sitting at some kitchen table explaining to their kids how they may have to move out, how daddy doesn't have a job because a bunch of people in a C-suite thought it'd be a good idea to sit around and play pretend Dr. Fauci for a moment and mandate people jam something in their bodies that they don't want to take. You ever put yourself in that role? You ever put yourself at that kitchen table with mom and dad telling their kids that? Imagine how the kids respond, that fear they got to live with. You know, I grew up without a lot of money. My mom used to make bologna sandwiches for dinner. And when the bologna was no good, you'd cook it and you'd make it good right quick, right? I'm not leaving any of those guys behind. You can have me or you can have the mandate. But you can't have both of us.
That's what he told his bosses on the air during his show. And that was on Fox Nation. He was announcing, you can have me or you can have the mandate, but you can't have both. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Bongino is good for his word. No doubt about that. But lines must be drawn in the sand. There's some companies are going to jettison because they think that not a problem. They'll just plug and play. You know, Bongino is kind of new to the industry. He's got a lot to learn about it. But he's found himself a place on Fox. Ergo, carries a little clout. So we'll see what happens. I promise you, they're not going to do that to Mark Levin. We'll see what happens.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Known as Mr. Know-It-All. The Morning Show with Preston Scott. News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Simple way to reach me, if you'd like, Preston at iHeartRadio.com. That's Preston at iHeartRadio.com. If you want to send a thought, an idea, whatever you like, a link. I respond as often as I can, as quickly as I can, but I get a note or two, so just be patient or understand if I do not get to you right away or if I do not get to you at all, but I really do try my very best to write back.
Now you're a man, now you're a man, you are now a man, you're a man, now you're a man.
Time for a Manly Minute. Male by birth, man by... Wait a minute. Man by choice. That's right. That's right. You choose. You choose. And yes, it's male by birth, male or female by birth. That's how it works. You don't get to choose your gender. Sorry. I know that flies in the face of where we're going as a country. But these are my tips for you to make sure that your son is a man. Okay? These are little skill sets, ideas, ideals to make sure that you are raising a young man. This also, by the way, on the other side of that, is a way for young ladies to recognize a young man. You want to, for example, if you've got a daughter in her late teen years, early 20s, and she wants to place a bead of perspiration on the upper lip of her date. Okay. Imagine this question, Grant. You and your sweet wife, you're in your dating years. And what if she had said, "Hi, Grant. How are you?" And followed it with, "Tell me about the book you're reading now or the last book you read." Right?
Well, I would have told her.
What was it?
I don't remember what it was at the time.
But you get my point.
Yeah.
For most guys, that's perspiration on the brow. It's on the lip. It's a quivered chin. Teach your son how to open a book and read it. Don't let the last book he read be a Dr. Seuss book to show how well he's reading. Seriously. Help your son learn to read and enjoy books. Consuming books. Guide him in finding books that... seriously, take him to a bookstore. Go to the library. Guide him in and out of books that are, yeah, you know, you can read this, but understand that blah, blah, blah. Or, no, you shouldn't read that. You're not quite old enough for that. That's the reason you're a parent, moms and dads, to offer guidance. But the idea of reading a book is lost today because everything's digital. So make sure, daughters, that when you're of age to be dating, seriously, it would be so epic if a bunch of you started asking guys, especially if you know they really like you. Because here's the thing. If you say, "Tell me about the last book you've read or a book you're reading right now." And they're like, you'll know. You'll know if they're just stringing you along. First, you'll know if they're honest with an answer right there. If they fire one off and start talking about that book, sweet, you might have something. If they're like, then you know, okay, we need to guide this young man. And if he's worth it, you say, how about this?
before we go out again, why don't you pick out a book and start telling me about it? Seriously, I'm telling you, guide him in the way he should go. It would be so cool if we actually saw a generation return to the notion of reading a book. Then moms and dads, one day, after your son has consumed dozens and dozens of pieces of literature, you can look him square in the eye and say,
"Now you're mortal!"
Yes! And make sure one of those books is the Bible. But I will admit, the Bible is a tough consumption. Just reading it. Short pieces of that, little bits at a time. When we come back, U.S. Congressman Dr. Neil Dunn, Florida's 2nd Congressional District, joins me next on The Morning Show with Preston Scott. Three of the morning show with Preston Scott, show number 4,570. Day 273 of America held hostage. And it's Tuesday, October 19th. Great to be with you. Grant Allen there in Studio 1A. I am here in Studio 1B, and I am pleased to have with us the congressional representative to the 2nd Florida Congressional District, the Honorable Dr. Neil Dunn. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Good morning, Preston. It's good to be with you again.
You doing well?
I am. Relatively. For anybody, for a guy doing it in Washington, I'm doing pretty well.
Well, I was going to ask, and I mean, seriously, you're a doctor. I know that you understand the dynamics of how the environment that one works in and the things that one deals with on a regular basis impacts your health. How have you avoided it just saturating your physical being with all of the dysfunction that exists in Washington?
So I think being a doctor actually prepares you for that. You know, I did trauma surgery for years, and, you know, if you immerse yourself in that day after day, and you get a pretty thick skin.
Well, one of the things, obviously, I want to talk about has to do with all of the mandates. And first, let's just talk about the mandates, because I have questions coming in from your constituents that I will try to kind of bundle together into one. But your thoughts on where we are right now?
So vaccine mandates have never been tried in any free world country before. That's, you know, it's the public health service relies on credibility and trust. And if they don't act trustworthy, then people do tend to skirt the public health advice, and this public health service at this point, we're flip-flopping on every subject that you can mention. So people, you know, honestly have a sense that they don't trust the information they're getting from their government.
Congressman, as a doctor, you have this background, but at the same time, you're now serving in Washington, and so are you aware that the FDA literally changed the definition of vaccine?
Yeah, so they've done that actually a couple of times during the course of this entire pandemic, and also changed what they mean when they say mandates and safe and also approved vaccines. Everything is in motion.
But I mean, for example, vaccine is about immunity. The conflation of mumps, measles, smallpox with a coronavirus is not lost on most of us. They're, you know,
right.
The former are things that are human viruses that are eradicated, and the vaccine confers immunity. The FDA took out the word immunity and now uses the word protection. But I would argue that doesn't even exist, because vaccinated people can get and give, and as we've seen with Colin Powell, die with COVID regardless of their vaccination status. So at what point will that legally be challenged by, say, Republicans in Congress to say, wait a minute, let's get back to the definition of a vaccine and push back on it?
So I tell you what, rather than chase down the definitions, what I'd like to do is I'd chase down a couple of things like natural immunity. That means immunity that you've acquired from either having the infection or obviously you could have the vaccine, but also therapeutics. So I think we have good therapeutics that are available or very, very close to available in the pipeline. We have ignored those. We have good diagnostics, good testing for the virus, and by the way, for immunity. We can actually test for immunity very, very sensitively, very, very specifically, and we are ignoring that. And I've had this conversation one-on-one with Dr. Fauci and his deputies, and with Francis Collins and his deputies, and honestly, it's just baffling to me that we are ignoring excellent therapeutics. We should not be asking people, are you vaccinated? We should be asking people, are you immune?
We
can test for that.
We will continue our discussion with Congressman Neil Dunn. We've got a lot to get through in a couple more segments. He's with us this morning from Florida's 2nd Congressional District here on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
And I live in a van down by the river.
On News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
U.S. Congressman Dr. Neil Dunn with us. Dr. Dunn, before we move on to something else, I want to tie this into a question from a listener on behalf of a whole lot of people that are your constituents listening out there. But a point of fact, is the Republican caucus aware that the FDA-approved version of the vaccine from Pfizer is not in use yet?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So I would tell you that that's a sort of a fluid subject. You know, how close is the virus they're using to the one that they approved? I mean, the vaccine, not the virus. And it's very, very, very nearly identical. We kind of don't know actually how identical it is.
Yeah, but not the point.
It drags people into the weeds on that. I think there's other things that are much more solid.
I've got to push back here a little bit, Congressman, because they are the same.
Okay.
Here's the problem. They're still using the EUA authorized vaccine, and I believe it's because they cannot be sued for the adverse reactions that people are having. There's 1,000 times more adverse reactions to this vaccine than any other previous vaccine in our history. And if they release it as Comirnaty, the FDA-approved version, they are no longer indemnified. They can be sued. And so my question is, doesn't this negate, regardless of what the Department of Justice says, any mandate anywhere in our military, with our contractors, with the private sector, with the public sector, with the hospitals, because they're still not giving the FDA-approved vaccine?
You're in the law here, not in medicine.
Well, it matters. But, I mean, this is a significant issue because all of these people are losing jobs. That's the point of the questions I'm getting from your listeners. You know, I've got
to
listen.
I will tell you that I hate the vaccine mandates. I hate the fact that especially the military. We're literally talking about firing the military. And I'm dealing with cases of West Point cadets who had a reaction to the first of two shots, and so they shouldn't get the second shot, and they're not getting the waiver for the second shot. It's madness.
So what would your advice be to a constituent?
Ourselves here.
What would your advice be to a constituent? I'm looking at a note from a listener who is in your district, and he is a defense contractor, and he's about to have to get the vaccine, even though his antibodies test at 1084, he's well protected beyond what the vaccine can provide him, and yet he's going to be forced to get the vaccine or lose his job. What would you advise him?
So I am really pushing hard right now. In fact, the entire doc caucus, doctors in Congress, pushing very hard to change this this to a topic of immunity. We want to test you for immunity so that you know whether or not you're immune. If you had the antibodies, then you're probably immune, if you certainly. And we can test that, as I said, very accurately, and that's a much more informative thing. If you can tell somebody accurately you are immune, you have immunity, you don't have immunity, that then they can make a rational decision about their whether or not they want the vaccine. Again, not a mandate, but they can make a rational decision. They think they're immune now. We can tell you with just about 100% certainty. And I mean 99.99 something percent certainty.
But what if they aren't immune? I mean, so what? If the vaccine
is America. You shouldn't force people.
Well, and I'm wondering, will the Doc Caucus push back with this simple reality that we've never, ever in our history vaccinated successfully against a coronavirus? What makes us think we can do it now?
There is a lot of misunderstanding about coronavirus in medicine, let alone out in the lay population. So I agree with you. Coronavirus is a very, very elusive virus, very difficult. But there's actually reason to believe that coronavirus is when you over vaccinate during a pandemic, you actually drive the virus to mutate to a form that is resistant to the vaccination, just much like antibiotics. If you overuse antibiotics, you get bacteria that are resistant to the antibiotic. Well, it turns out it's a different mechanism, but it's the same sort of result in viral vaccinations. So we have that model. I mean, there are certainly are pandemics in animal models, agriculture models, that show that mutation away from the vaccine.
Dr. Dunn, stand by. We got one more segment with Dr. Neil Dunn, U.S. Congressman from Florida's 2nd Congressional District. When we come back, get to a couple other topics, including the most often asked question I've had in recent weeks, and that is about the decision to support the red flag bill. We'll get to that next on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
UFLA on your phone with the iHeartRadio app and on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos.
And free.
And iHeart's radio station.
Final moments with U.S. Congressman Dr. Neil Dunn this morning on The Morning Show with Preston Scott. I want to tie three issues together because they're really joined at the hip, Congressman, and that is inflation, the Democrats' decision to continue to spend more and more and more money, and then the infrastructure bill. Your thoughts?
Oh, wow. So that's a big subject, but you're right. There's two bills floating through up here. There's one that has a $1.1 trillion price tag, the other one that has nominally a $3.5 trillion price tag. Actually, if you put the two together, watch what happens to them. It's more like $6 to $10 trillion over 10 years and can grow from there. So these are horrible bills, very poorly considered. They create inflation. We're seeing inflation now for a number of reasons, and it's real inflation. This isn't transitory. It's not going away anytime soon, and it's the highest it's been in 30 years. You and I are old enough to remember when home mortgages were 17-18%. We do not want to go back into that climate. And that's exactly where we're headed. And this bill is supercharging that kind of thing. It's incredible the amount of money that's wasted in these bills. Over $650 billion for just Green New Deal subsidies to all kinds of renewable energy, and actually crushing the real source of our electricity and our energy, natural gas, the cleanest source of widespread energy in the world. And it made America the cleanest, gave it the cleanest air and the best improvements in cleaning up the air in the last few years. So this is it's a crazy bill in a lot of ways. We are fighting it very, very hard every day. That's what we do up here.
Real short answer to this question. Do you believe that the extreme parts of the Democrat Party and maybe even inside the White House, do you believe that this is an intentional work to, in essence, crash the economy and turn everybody into recipients of welfare?
So take over and make a social state. This is definitely an attempt to have the government take over as a socialist government, big government, going to do everything for you. Yes, I believe that's what it is.
All right. The single biggest question I've been asked to ask you about is for you to explain your decision to support the red flag bill inside that latest bill that was passed.
NDAA.
Yeah.
I absolutely do not support the red flag bill. So let me just say that's how I oppose it. And I joined a letter writing to both the ranking member of the Senate and the ranking member in the House on those committees to oppose and pull out the red flag bill. We have been promised in writing by the Democrats that they're going to pull the red flag law out of the NDAA in conference. So the House passed a version that had a red flag bill in the military, just for the military, and we opposed that vigorously, and they have promised that they're going to pull that out in conference. We shall see if they are telling the truth.
But you did vote for that bill, though.
It did, because it's the NDAA. This is the bill that actually appropriates the defense appropriations every year. It's one of the most critical bills we pass every year. There's only one bill a year that does this, the NDAA. It funds our military. It funds our national security. And this is what we could get. By the way, it does a lot of other things. Let me give you a couple of good things. It demands immediate reports regarding the number of Americans left in Afghanistan, what we lost in Afghanistan, both in equipment and in information, biometrics on our troops and all that, what threats are posed by Al-Qaeda and other terrorist organizations that are there. I mean, it actually does do a lot of things that we want to see done, but we have to get the red flag bill out, and I think we will.
How do you, and again, I'm asking on behalf of not just my listeners, though, myself, how do you trust them to take out something that's in there?
Well, they really do have to deal with this. You witness that. That's why they're tied in knots right now. To a certain amount, they have to listen to us because they have a razor-thin majority in both the House and the Senate, and their own party is getting fractious on them. And you see all the new announcements, who's going to retire on the Democrat side next year, not going to run again. So I think you're seeing the cracks in the wall. We're in the minority. We're fighting very, very hard for the very things that you believe in, I believe in. And it's tough to be in the minority in both houses and not control the White House.
Okay, so for the record, you voted for the bill because of the overarching good that is in the defense spending bill. However,
that's right. So it's worth saying this is a line in the defense spending bill, and that I voted for the defense spending. And that really upped the spending on defense from where the Democrats were by $50 billion. So we're taking care of the defense, but we have to. These bills are messy. They are always messy.
Yeah, but the red flag bill goes beyond messy. It's Second Amendment altering, and the question becomes: if they don't take it out, what then?
Well, we'll take it out when we get the majority back next year. Late in 22. We think we're going to get the House back and the Senate back practically in 22, which it makes 23 a totally different year.
Assuming we can keep COVID at bay and long enough to have a fair election. Congressman, as always, I appreciate your time. We'll talk again soon. Thank you, sir.
Take care, Chris.
Thank you. U.S. Congressman Dr. Neil Dunn with us, 28 minutes past the hour.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you thought you were right. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Oh, man. Dr. Dunn, appreciate his time. Didn't win a lot of people over with his answers or some perceived non-answers to questions. I don't know. I agree with his point that he said, look, we hold press conferences, but nobody's there. And this is where the Republican Party is a failure. The Republican Party should be messaging so strongly with doctors with views on coronavirus versus human viruses and the difference. They should be pushing back on the false narrative that has been crafted by Fauci. Fauci's intentionally lying about a lot of things. There's enough truth in there to throw people off. If I had Anthony Fauci sitting here, he's had discussions with Anthony Fauci. Okay, and if Fauci's sitting, and you know what? Maybe I'll go for it. Stranger things have happened. I've thrown some Hail Marys out there and gotten some guests on this show that you never in a thousand years would have thought would say yes. Maybe I need to get him on and say, okay, you want to pitch to a group of people? Come on. Let's talk for an hour. Let's talk for an hour. I'll do it. I'll reach out. Because I'm tired of the bullying that's gone on inside the mainstream media that keeps you from knowing the truth. I'm tired of the Biden, Merrill Bowser, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Andrew Cuomo, Chris Cuomo, all the liberals out there, Lori Lightfoot, doing what they darn well please when it comes to mask mandates that they're putting down on people, but they don't have to live by them. They don't have to at all. I'm over it. I'm so over it. And I've said this about four or five times in the duration of this thing, that you just get to a point where you get so frustrated with the lack of pushback, and there isn't enough. I love that we've got thousands and thousands and thousands of people that listen to this program. I wish it were millions. I wish it were. I wish we were being pushed out to all of the news talk markets in Florida, because we would at least generate a little bit more of a pushback with cohesive, clear arguments. You know, they get vaccines to kids. But wait a minute. Those are not coronaviruses, are they, Dr. Fauci? In fact, can you name one coronavirus we have successfully eliminated? One, just one. That's the answer you'll get. Crickets. Or you'll get the spin. Because there isn't one. And so we're having our entire culture tossed upside down. And people blindly just going along. To what gain? How are we better for this?
As someone has to say it. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Okay, to continue that train of thought, Colin Powell. Died, and I just wonder if anyone's going to ask the question. Here's the headline: Colin Powell dies of COVID-19 complications despite vaccine. Medical experts weigh in. An expert said Powell's death is a wake-up call for eligible adults to receive COVID-19 vaccine booster shots. That's not the story. That's not the story. The story is, do we know when Colin Powell had his diagnosis for cancer? Was it delayed? Was it hindered? Was it missed because of the COVID pandemic? And hospitals suspending certain procedures and testing and so forth in the onset of this thing, and it lasted months, if not longer, in many areas. Because that's something doctors across the board, even those that are rabidly in support of the vaccine, have agreed. What have we missed? Does it matter that he might have been being treated? Most cancers are treated with radiation or chemo, and often, if not almost always, the immune system is destroyed for a period of time. Suppressed at the very least. Doesn't that matter? I would submit he probably died of his treatment. I mean, how many people have said, after going through radiation and chemo, if it comes back, I'm not doing it again? Because the chemo almost killed me. Now, there are people that have successfully been treated with chemo. I get it. But everyone has the same story. Their immune system is suppressed. They need to worry about getting sick. Hence, Powell had been fully vaccinated. We don't know. He might have had the booster. So even that statement alone is premature. We don't know. It's not been announced. We know he had Parkinson's disease. We know he had cancer. We know he was 84 years old. It's so unbelievably frustrating. I'm going to give you some good news, though. Maybe Monday next week. I don't know when, but I'm going. You know the story of Dr. Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long, United States Army flight surgeon. She was the one that signed an affidavit opposing putting pilots who have been vaccinated up in the air. Real concerns over young pilots and their heart.
Yes. Now, yes.
All right. We have a listener that's like besties with her.
Really?
Listener reached out to me, put me in touch with the colonel. We exchanged a couple of emails. I said, out of an abundance of caution for your career, make sure it's okay for you to talk. It was not. She was given a gag order by the military.
Of course.
However, her attorney is not under a gag order, and he reached out to me.
Lovely.
And he sent me a page of notes on they're preparing, I guess, a lawsuit.
Wow.
Don't know if it's on behalf of her or if it's just the broader issues involved with the mandates and so forth. But we are setting up having him on the program. And I hope to have him on next week. And you can bet we may take a whole hour. Tomorrow on this fine radio program, we will share some more life hacks with you. And if you have one to share, make sure you call in tomorrow. 8:40 Eastern, 7:40 Central. Also tomorrow, did you know there's a code? An unspoken, unwritten code behind the color of the twist ties on many loaves of bread?
The twist ties have an order of like the...
I'm not giving it away.
Okay.
That'll be tomorrow in the life hacks
section. I'm just making sure I fully understand what you're talking about.
The twist ties that keep the loaf of bread closed up...
Yeah.
...have a code. And it tells you something. And we know it.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it vary based on color? The message? The code?
Maybe. Have to find out tomorrow. Just saying.
Well, now.
Could be something important. It might not.
Is it just like fortune cookie stuff?
Not necessarily. This is real.
Well, even fortune cookies aren't really fortune cookies anymore, so.
No, they're not real. They just give you lotto numbers. Also tomorrow on the program, Charlie Strickland will join me. Lots to talk about in our personal defense segment.
My goodness gracious. Much to discuss. And tomorrow, Chris Gardner. I will be visiting with Chris later this morning. He will be coming in town, Power Forward Speaker Series in Tallahassee, presented by First Commerce Credit Union, 3:30 on November the 2nd, so just a couple weeks away. Chris's story is captured in part in the movie Pursuit of Happiness, starring Will Smith. It's a great movie. It'll make you cry. I cried a lot. I was like, it's a great story. And it's the core of it is 100% on the money. But we might even get to talk to Chris about the embellishments that actually didn't show how dramatic the story was. They kind of softened it a little bit. But Chris will be coming in town. If you've never been to a Power Forward event, it is for business owners, entrepreneurs, idea people, managers. It's inspirational. I've been to several, and the guests are always exceptional, but the insights they offer are terrific. And so if you're an idea person, you don't own a business, but you want to, man, this is the guy. So that'll be tomorrow as well. Here on the Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Brought to you by Barino Heating and Air. It's the Morning Show 180 on WFLA.
Jen Psaki, known by one of our listeners as Little Red Lionhood, brushes off the video of Biden violating the D.C. mask mandate. Don't overly focus on moments in time. What? It wasn't a photo, Jen. It was a video, and he violated the mandate. So did Muriel Bowser, the mayor of D.C. So did Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago. So have all kinds of illiberals. Do as they say, not as they do. Always remember, that is the socialist creed. You will do what we tell you to do. We make the rules. We are the rule makers. Mr. Anderson. Little Matrix shout out there. Colin Powell died. Well, do we know that he died of COVID or did he die with it? It does matter. His passing is sad, but he had cancer. He also had Parkinson's. He had significant underlying health issues. Let's just not lose sight of that. Fox looks like they're rolling out a weather product. Fox Weather, coming to a streaming service near you. Interviewed a group on The Voice, girl named Tom. Two brothers and a sister. They were charming. White House got nothing on Chinese developments with hypersonic nuclear weapons. Well, those are words that you don't like in the same sentence. China, hypersonic, and nuclear weapons. White House rolled out with, we don't mind stiff competition. Liberals hate John Stewart. He's not illiberal enough. Dan Bongino threatening to quit Cumulus if the mandate stays in place. He's fully vaccinated, by the way. And a visit with U.S. Congressman Dr. Neil Dunn. You can check it out on the podcast. Thanks for listening. Talk to you tomorrow.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.